This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am in Des Moines, Iowa at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference, and I am with Gene Griffith with Patriot Renewable Fuels. Gene, how are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you. Nice to see you.
Well, Gene, you too. It's finally nice to meet you in person. Congratulations on your open house, your five-week anniversary. It looks like it was a huge success.
Well, we had a good turnout, and thank you for helping us set the stage with the article that appeared in Domestic Fuels. I know you had a good hand in it. It was a nice article. And that kind of thing helped us to be able to get some interest in the event, and we had a good turnout for it.
Well, Gene, you know, I asked you to sit down with me today for a very specific reason. You've been in production for 5 years, and we talked a little bit a couple weeks ago about the shift in the consumer awareness or consumer perception of ethanol in 2007 versus today. And did you ever think 5 years ago that you'd have to defend your product?
5 years ago, when we first started into production, and the 2 years before that, when I was putting the project together, there was very little that you could hear that wasn't positive about ethanol. And it was kind of capped off in 2005 when President Bush said that we needed to have more alternative fuels, including ethanol, biodiesel, and ethanol produced not only from corn, but switchgrass and wood chips and different things like that. So I got real interested in it at that point, but it was very positive. Well, when we went into production, the economy was in kind of a critical stage. The banking industry was under a lot of stress, and then we went into to production the 31st of August. It was followed within a month or so by the bankruptcy of the largest ethanol producer at that time. So from that point on, we've seen a lot of change in the acceptance of ethanol and the way that it's promoted and the way that it's accepted by not only the person on the street, but by the policy people in Washington, D.C. So it's changed a lot, and I think we need to do some things to try to correct that.
Well, Gene, your plant has, in fact, done that. You know, the last couple of weeks especially, you have really been out there with a positive message about ethanol. Your plant has a Facebook page, and you're Twittering, and you have a blog. When did you realize that you really needed to step up? I mean, you're running an ethanol plant. Your goal as the general manager is to make money, but when did you realize that you needed to support the ethanol plant with this consumer messaging?
Well, in the last 2 or 3 months, all three of the major ethanol associations have adopted some kind of a program, and I started looking at it, at what they were doing. And then I as many times as I've been to Washington, I recognize that you're just not going to get good support unless we step up and try to help get more community involvement. And so we started looking at different things. We got different kits from the different organizations. I knew that social media was something I didn't know anything about. So we kind of looked at a combination. We were approaching the end of our fifth year of production, and we thought, well, we ought to recognize the people that have been with us since we went into production. How do we do that? And then we started looking at the other people, and we've got new people that have never been introduced to anyone. So we started thinking about how we could set up a celebration and have an open house at the end of the year. Of course, we started that plan, and I left the dates a little bit flexible. We invited all of our federal legislators and different people at that level. And as we got closer to it, we had to narrow it down. And so we did. We picked out. We decided to have two dates, and it just happened that I had some help from somebody I know quite closely, and I couldn't get anybody else really excited about this kind of an event. But we started looking at both the at the anniversary celebration and at the need for social media, and we said, you know, we need to focus in. And my wife Kathy actually said that we needed to be more specific. So we had talking points, the five points for celebrating a fifth year anniversary. So we developed that, and it worked out pretty good. Those are easy to talk about, and they're probably true for about any independent ethanol plant. And if you can get it to the point where that's something that is ingrained and is kind of obvious, then I think you can develop a real good story around all of that. So we, in the last 30 days, we have activated our website. Before that, it sat there, and we weren't getting any inquiries or views of it at all. We've activated our website. We put together the celebration, anniversary celebration, and we just finished that this week.
So, Gene, in the last month, hasn't your social media really taken off? I mean, it looks like people even outside of your community are going to your website and your Facebook page and joining you on Twitter and really responding well to your messages.
It's been incredible. Let's talk about the website, because in the middle of July, toward the end of July, we were getting 8 views per week of our website. 8 views per week. And we knew that wasn't good enough, that nobody was, and we thought we had some nice things out there, but it was old information and we weren't managing it. We weren't trying to actively develop it. So we redid that, and we put together this 5 reasons for celebrating our 5th anniversary of production, and that was posted on there. And then we found a few more articles that we were either able to post on there from the outside, or that you helped us with one article. It was an outstanding contribution. And from that point on, then we started adding things like we've got an intern program. Well, we've only been in business 5 years. You know, do we really have an intern program? We do, and we have. We hire college students every year, but we've never ever recognized any of their participation. Well, we started to post things like that, an interview or a little bit of a summary of some of these things that are common, and it's just amazing how that viewership has changed. As of from 8 views per week. As of the end of last week, it was over 4,000 per week, and this week it's in the neighborhood of 7,000 views per week. And these aren't just all people that are working there. These are people that are working there. It's other people in our community, our politicians, other people in the ethanol media. It's also blossomed into the regional and local media. We've had some really good articles that have been published in Northern Illinois from, I'm not sure if it's been in Chicago yet, but it's close, all across Northern Illinois, over to Eastern Iowa, and those things we're posting on there. The last thing that you're aware of, last night my wife and I had dinner with our Senator Mark Kirk, and he came in and he was able to congratulate us on the 5 years, and he knows us pretty well, but those are things that we weren't communicating before. And with that, I know that the reception is much more positive in the general community and the ethanol industry and our political policy-making people.
Well, Gene, what advice do you have for other ethanol plants? You mentioned that when you realized that you needed to do this and your wife, you know, had a major role in this, trying to figure out what to do, and you did it, and you've shown in 2 weeks how successful this can be and how much people want this information. So what recommendations do you have for some of these other ethanol plants who aren't really familiar with social media, but to let them know that this is actually a great tool for the industry and a great supportive tool for the work that the associations are doing?
Well, first of all, I think you have to kind of convince yourself that that there is something that is bigger that you can communicate. Because people my age, and that includes our board or employees or anybody else, they have a tendency to say, you know, well, we don't need that in order to make money. We never have used it. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. But you have to kind of look beyond that. And we've taken and shown the actual access to the social media and how easy it is to get this information and how much information we've been able to generate in the last 2 or 3 weeks to our board and to our employees, and it's absolutely amazing. So once you do that, then you kind of need to find the talking points. What is it that you're trying to communicate? And once you've identified that in a clear sort of way, and so you can remember it, and most of us have a hard time because we haven't done this before. But once you get to the point that you can remember those things, then it becomes easier to find a way to communicate. And some of these are major stories. Some of them are minor. This story on Senator Kirk's visit has been seen by a lot of people in just about 5 or 6 hours. Yesterday, we posted one of a new scale house operator. She's just a really excited new employee. Now, you'd think, well, maybe that's not too big a thing to communicate. It's absolutely amazing. For 3 hours, we had one person a minute that was viewing it, and it's gone beyond that. So it's 300 to 500 people that have looked at those kind of articles. So I just think that you have to find the messages that you want to get out, and then you have to find ways of communicating on things that you think are both important and interesting.
Well, Gene, you know, congratulations again. And once again, I want to thank you for being sort of a pioneer in two ways, one of the earlier ethanol plants and a pioneer in really this communication, and wish you the best of luck in the next couple of years.
Well, thank you. This has been fun. The last 5 years have been exciting to put together a plant that works well and is successful. But this new communication, I think, kind of opens the door, and it's even more exciting to think about what we might be able to do in the future.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.